Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio I'm not going to do the music thing. It's the audio, the musical flourish. Well, here's what I was talking about. I normally do the audio path of totality, but I'm sick of that. So I'm not going to do that this time, so stop that. All right, I want to talk with you about the Ohio Connection regarding Jeffrey Epstein and Leslie Wexner. Have you ever heard of New Albany? Beautiful area there. And it looks like Jeffrey Epstein and Leslie Wexner had a lot to do with it. But we'll get to that in just a bit. There's this story, a really interesting story from TV station, an NBC affiliate there that really is really quite eye-opening, I must tell you. Speaking of eye-opening, have you heard of this film, Eyes Wide Shut? Note the seamless segue from eye-opening to Eyes Wide Shut. Future broadcast professionals, please take note. This is how it's done. Thank you. Stanley Kubrick made this film that a lot of people think was inspired, scary inspiration, to everything going on Epstein Island, with the billionaire boys club raping little girls and doing even worse things than that. And still protected by President Donald Trump, by the way. There's this discussion about this film starring Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise that this discussion was so chilling. This is done by Quentin Tarantino, and the co-writer of Pulp Fiction. By the way, Pulp Fiction, one of the best films ever. Not for everyone. A lot of women won't like it, which is understandable. Like, they don't like Fight Club. Understandable. But Pulp Fiction, oh my God, what a great film. Jesus. Anyway, but this film, Stanley Kubrick's film, Eyes Wide Shut, a lot of people think was directly inspired by what he saw at these different satanic child raping parties that they have. I mean, it's just listen to this discussion, and then we'll get to the New Albany thing here, and then don't forget Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit, and make sure that you get the Rumble app. It's free. Rumble is just like a YouTube except without the censorship, so you get to see my live stream. So hello, how you doing? Share this everywhere if you would, please. Thank you very much. All right. So this is the discussion about this film, Eyes Wide Shut. Nicole Kidman. My sources tell me, is this Australian actress who's about 6'9" and very pretty, red hair and all that, porcelain skin and all that. And Tom Cruise, who's, well, Tom Cruise. But it's really frightening stuff. So Joe Rogan is talking with the creators of Pulp Fiction, Quentin Tarantino, and this other guy who's doing more of the talking, but boy, they make a pretty strong case here. So you might want to get, if it's still available, Eyes Wide Shut, unless the CIA or Mossad figured out some way to prevent people from seeing it, because apparently it hit way, way, way too close to home. Well, hear for yourself.
Like, his films are so different. And he was a weird guy, too. He did, like, complex mathematics in his spare time.
I just pulled my script from Eyes Wide Shut. I had a script that was from Set, and I was reading it over the weekend, and I saw that it has this... I mean, I've known this for a long time, but I started really thinking about it over the weekend. It's missing a narration. It's missing a third-person narration that was originally in the movie. And that's because the movie was recut and changed after his death, and they will deny it. But as a student of Kubrick, I'm watching the movie and I'm like, oh, Kubrick wouldn't do that. Kubrick wouldn't do that either. Kubrick would have trimmed this scene.
I didn't know they recut it after his death.
Okay, so apparently...
I think they finished it.
Well, that's the party line.
That's the party line,
but I think that they changed the notes, the close-ups, the inserts of the notes. I think those are changed. It's missing a narration. It's definitely missing a narration, a third-person narration. Like that scene where he sees the prostitute who's died, he's at the morgue, and he's looking at her, and he's like leaning over her. It's a bed for narration. There's this whole thing. What they do instead, because they couldn't say that Kubrick finished the movie because they hadn't done the recording of the narrator yet. And so maybe they just kind of clutched it together, except there's an entire thread that's kind of been...
Squashed
in that film, and that's the two men that are throughout the movie that are constantly in the background of the film, who eventually, in the final shots of the film, you see like Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman in that final scene in the toy store when she's looking at the Rosemary's Baby bassinet, which is totally Kubrick saying something, and they never take their eyes off their daughter. Until the moment they take their eyes off and the final line of the movie is coming up, you see those two guys walking off with the daughter. They're taking her away. They've given their daughter to the pedo cult. That's what's happened at the end of the movie. And there's an incident where when they first screened the movie in England, people who were outside, apparently, this is all secondhand, by the way. There were people who were outside of the theater who could hear inside of the theater Kubrick yelling at all the executives and saying, it's my movie, you can't cut it, you can't, blah, 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 blah. Big argument going on. Then he dies like 4 days later.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. A lot of people dying connected with Epstein. Have you noticed that in the Epstein files? This Virginia Guilfrey and... I've lost track. Honestly, I've lost track with all the stories that I've been sharing with you. The number of people who have died, a lot of times they are supposedly suicides. I don't think anyone believes that anymore. I don't think anyone believes that anymore. Even a few years ago with a DC madam who was a madam that had prostitutes and all that and rich and famous people. They throw her in prison. Next thing you know, she commits suicide. Jeffrey Epstein committing suicide. No one believes them anymore. No one believes them. Awful lot of people dying these days. All connected with Jeffrey Epstein, the Epstein file. You cannot convince me this is not a Mossad operation start to finish. Designed to blackmail world leaders, billionaires, entertainers, and whoever else they can get to aid and help Israel, which, again, I understand. But at some point, you've got to go, is there anything we're not going to be willing to do? And apparently there isn't. Israeli spy network is the best in the world. Mossad is, it's legendary. They'll stop at nothing to be the most creative and the most, apparently, the most evil. Because this Epstein thing, I mean, Israel's lost me. When you lose Dimitri, you got a problem, Israel. You've got a problem. All right, so what about New Albany? Ohio. Beautiful area. Leslie Wexner. You saw him recently with his videotape testimony under oath saying how he spent all this time talking with the Rothschilds. And as he's talking about the Rothschilds' relationship with Leslie Wexner, this known sick... Oh, God, didn't even get me started. His lawyer leans over and says, essentially, if you say more than five more words... I'm going to effing kill you. As soon as he started saying the R word, Rothschild. Again, you can see it for yourself. It's chilling beyond belief. But like everybody's dying around these people. So, New Albany. TV station WCMH, NBC. Really interesting stuff here. The development of New Albany, an affluent community further bolstered by a looming Intel semiconductor plant, can trace its evolution to the richest man in Ohio. By But documents from years ago show its rise wasn't without influence from a dark presence. The little farming community, with under 500 people before the 1980s, is scarcely recognizable in 2023 thanks to a project by billionaire Leslie Wexner, founder of L Brands and a mogul with brands like Bath & Body Works, Abercrombie & Fitch, Victoria's Secret, and before that, The Limited. He joined forces with a developer in the 1990s to form the New Albany Company, and their vision was a Shangri-La for the wealthy in the village, according to the firm's website. And it is very beautiful there. There's no question. According to the mayor, the old saying that New Albany used to be a one-stop sign town and then a billionaire moved to town and everything changed, that is kind of true, right? Mr. Wexner came in and started purchasing land for what was going to be his estate and then started thinking bigger. New Albany, the company, would eventually go on to manage a 6,000-acre plot with headquarters for Abercrombie & Fitch as a key tenant, largest employer in New Albany in 2022. As Wexner began plans for New Albany in the mid-80s, Wexner also met and subsequently hired his new personal financial manager, Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein, who had no experience as a financial manager or much of anything else, he taught math in a grade school. No experience whatsoever, but this billionaire, in fact, they had called Leslie Wexner the billionaire bachelor when he started The Limited. Everyone suspects that he is gay, which, again, not that there's anything wrong with that, but he doesn't want anyone to believe that he is, and he may be right. But that's what I remember. That's what they used to call him, the billionaire bachelor, because he started The Limited, which was wildly successful back in my days in the shopping center industry. So in the 1980s, he's hooked up now with Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein, now known in death as a sex trafficker who socialized with some of the world's most powerful figures. Epstein was named Wexner's power of attorney in 1991, giving him the ability to make hires, sign checks, and buy and sell properties on the billionaire's behalf. What billionaire in his right mind would do that? Give that type of power to anyone else, especially someone who does not even have a financial background or anything. The guy taught high school math or grade school math. That's what Epstein was. And yet somehow Leslie Wexner says, oh, I got $1 billion here, Jeffrey Epstein. You manage it for me. Golly, you don't suppose there could have been some blackmail involved there, do you? The legal relationship between the pair continued until 2007, around the same time that Wexner said he severed ties with Epstein, according to documents from the recorder's office. While wielding Wexner's power, Epstein was seemingly closely involved with the company responsible for New Albany's transformation. Business records from the Ohio Secretary of State show Epstein named as president of the New Albany Company alongside Wexner in 1998, while Wexner was largely the main financier of his development in New Albany. A 2002 profile on Epstein in New York Magazine said he contributed a few million dollars of his own capital to the project as well. The article also quotes an investigator who called the groundwork of the New Albany construction a mess before Epstein's arrival and subsequent cleanup. Throughout the 1990s, and as he took part in New Albany Company's project, Epstein owned at least two properties in the town, one home with the 7,500 block of King George Drive. NBC4 also obtained Franklin County Auditor records, which show he later bought a house for $364,000 and resigned from the trust in 95. Leslie's wife, Abigail Wexner, took Epstein's place as trustee, but auditor records also showed Epstein sold the home to the billionaire's wife for $0 in 2007. That's zero. Zero in 2007. The home departed the Wexner portfolio in 2011. Epstein's second New Albany property would be the focal point of a civil lawsuit with claims of sexual assault. He bought the home for $3.5 million And according to, that's the records there, the building is around half a mile away from Wexner's mansion and massive plot of land. A former Epstein employee's lawsuit accused him and his longtime companion, Ghislaine Maxwell, of sexually assaulting her while visiting his home in 1996. The plaintiff, Maria Farmer, said in an affidavit that she had come to Epstein's home in New Albany to work on an art project. When she tried to run away from the home, Farmer said security guards from Wexner's team refused to let her leave for around 12 hours. Farmer agreed to dismiss the lawsuit in 2021 after the dead defendant's estate made her an offer through the Epstein Victims Compensation Program. Lawsuit prompt calls from Ohio State to investigate Wexner's wife, who was a university trustee at the time. Her term on the board ended in May. A source close to the billionaire said in 2019 that Wexner himself had no knowledge of the situation that Farmer described. And it goes on and on and on. So even New Albany, which is a beautiful area. It really is. It's very, very pretty. Jeffrey Epstein, these tentacles, these disgusting tentacles into everything. And who in his right mind believes that Leslie Wexner just said, oh, I'm a billionaire. I'm going to sign everything over to this guy who teaches math in school, no financial background, no college degrees, no nothing. And here, he just takes over everything. Who in his right mind believes this? We would be having answers to all of these questions if President Trump would not be stonewalling. If President Trump would not be protecting the billionaire boys club on Epstein Rape Island, because everybody then would be forced to testify. They'd be making deals, flipping on people further up the food chain. And it would go up and up and up until who? The people who helped bail out Trump?